Welcoming all of you to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Vrindavan Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 3rd chapter, verse number 13. I'll hand over the call to Sureshwar Shyam Prabhuji to give brief introduction of Prabhuji. Prabhuji, please take out the call, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Here is a brief introduction about Prabhuji. His Grace Vrindavan Das Prabhuji is a senior disciple of Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Prabhuji is a postgraduate of commerce and business management in India, but he gave up his high-paying job to serve humanity. In his youth, he served in RSS and Vishwa Hindu Parishad by opening a school for the blind and orphanage and hospitals. Vrindavan Das first came in contact with ISKCON in 1974, and understanding that spreading the true message of Bhagavad Gita is the highest welfare activity. He joined as full-time preacher in 1985. Under the guidance of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, he has opened many preaching centers in ISKCON and developed them into successful congregation preaching centers. For over 30 years, he has done many valuable services, including temple president, traveling Sankirtan party leader, head pujari, temple commander, brahmachari training program leader, congregational preaching leader, padayatra coordinator, spiritual mentor, accountant, etc. At present, he stays with his family in Pune, India. He travels all over the world, America and Europe, for preaching the message of Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, back to you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I think Mataji, Prabhuji is on the call, Mataji. Hare Krishna Vrindavan Prabhuji, are you able to hear us, Prabhu?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanraj Pulam, all goes to Srila Dhanipat. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll hand out the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
We'll begin with Jai Radha Madhav for 5 minutes and then we'll go on to topic. Jaya Radha Madhava Vrinda Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhanadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Dhirana Pavana Jana Hari Yamuna Dhirana Pavana Jana Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Vrinda Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Jai Gaura Hari Bol ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकाय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून्वैष्णवाश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्विताश्च। नमो ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णभ्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्ता स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, I'm seeing you after a long time. Can you hear me? Can anybody tell?
Yes, Prabhuji, but your internet seems like a little bit weak. Can you please off the video? That might help you, Prabhu.
I think I know why I would be teasing something. If I turned off, we should not there anymore.
Prabhuji, can you hear us?
I said that's better. Is it okay now?
Yeah, but looks like your internet
Hello?
is weak, Prabhu. You need to off your video so that we can hear the class nicely.
Oh, so you don't want me to be on the video?
Yeah, maybe it will help for the internet because your internet is weak. Otherwise, we would love to see you.
It's nice. Okay, I can turn it off.
Yeah, that might
But
help
it
you.
should be like only audio, right?
Yeah, it will be audio, but we can hear it clearly, right? Now
That's
your
fine. That's fine with me.
No,
Really,
ask if it's okay now because actually we were had the VPN on.
my son is assisting me. I don't know anything about this.
Okay. Now it is okay, Prabhuji, then. Let's
Yeah,
continue. Continue, Prabhuji.
he did something that is that may be clear.
Yeah. Okay, Prabhu,
Okay.
continue.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yeah, they said it's okay.
Okay,
So,
Prabhuji.
yeah, okay. So, reading from Canto 7, Chapter 3, and text number 13. Tavasanam vijagramam paramaishyam jagatpate tavaya sriya bhutayai kshemaya jayaya cha. So, I'm reading from the screen, so you move the screen and I'll be able to read that. So, I don't have to see it, look at the book. Yeah, I'm going to read the translation. O Lord Brahma, your position within this universe is certainly most auspicious for everyone, especially the cows and Brahmana. Brahmanical culture and the protection of cows can be increasingly glorified, and thus all kinds of material happiness, opulence, and good fortune will automatically increase. But unfortunately, if Hiranyakashipu occupies your seat, everything will be lost. Or Prabhupada. In this world, the words Dvijagavan indicate the most exalted position of the Brahmanas, Brahminical culture and the cows. In Vedic culture, the welfare of the cows and the welfare of the Brahmanas are essential. Without the proper arrangement for developing Brahminical culture and protecting cows, all the affairs of administration will go to hell. Being afraid that Hiranyakashipu would occupy the post of Brahma, all the demigods were extremely disturbed. Hiranyakashipu was a well-known demon, and the demigods knew that if demons and Rakshasas were to occupy the supreme post, Brahminical culture and protection of cows would come to end. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text 29. The original proponent of everything is Lord Krishna, Bhaktaram Yajnetapatam Sarvalokam Maheshwaram. The Lord, therefore, knows particularly well how to develop the material conditions of the living entities within this material world. In every universe, there is one Brahma engaged on behalf of Lord Krishna, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tene Brahma Mudaya Adi Kavye. The principal creator in each Brahmanda is Lord Brahma, who imparts Vedic knowledge to his disciples and sons. On every planet, the king or supreme controller must be a representative of Brahma. Therefore, if a Rakshasa or demon is situated in Brahma's host, then the entire arrangement of the universe, especially the problems of the Brahminical culture and cows, will be ruined. All the demigods anticipated this danger, and therefore they went to request Lord Brahma to take immediate steps to thwart Hiranyakashipu's plan. In the beginning of creation, Lord Brahma was attacked by two demons, Madhu and Kaitava, but Krishna saved him. Therefore, Krishna is addressed as Madhu Kaitavananda. Now, again, Hiranyakashipu was trying to replace Brahma. The material world is so situated that even the position of Lord Brahma, not to speak of ordinary living entities, is sometimes in danger. Nonetheless, until the time of Hiranyakashipu, no one had tried to replace Lord Brahma.
Hiranyakashipu, however, was such a great demon that he maintained his ambition. The word Utaye means for increasing opulence. And the word Sreyase refers to ultimately returning home back to Godhead. In spiritual advancement, one's material position improves at the same time that the path of liberation becomes clear. And one is free from material bondage. If one is situated in an opulent position in spiritual advancement, his opulence never decreases. Therefore, such a spiritual condition is called bhuti or vibhuti. Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita, yat yat vibhuti mat sattvam, namadiyajo amsa sambhavam. If a devotee advances in spiritual consciousness and thus becomes materially opulent also, his position is a special gift from the Lord. Such opulence is never to be considered material. At present, especially on this planet Earth, the influence of Lord Brahma has decreased considerably. And the representatives of Hiranyakashipu, the Rakshasas and demons, have taken charge. Therefore, there is no protection of Brahmanical culture and power, which are the basic prerequisites. Prerequisites for all kinds of good fortune. This age is very dangerous because society is being managed by demons and rakshasas. So this is a very important discussion going on here. So here we see all the demigods are praying Lord Brahma not to give strength to Hiranyakashipu, and they can foresee the effects of all that Hiranyakashipu is going to do. Because the tendencies of demons and the tendencies of devatas are already explained in the scriptures. So it's easy for a person who is in knowledge to understand how the person who is not in knowledge, what he will do. Basically, there are two kinds of people. One are interested on spiritual path, which are trying to control their senses and engage them in Krishna service. And the other part is those who are completely, they cannot control their senses and there is no end to their desires. And they are generally called as demons. So, especially when we come into this material world, we come for some desire. But when we come in association with some sadhu, then we understand just simply enjoying our senses is not the only purpose of life. And there is no end to the enjoyment. That's why Bhagavad Gita says, Kama Rupena Kamteya Vispurana Relinachan. It is like fire. And if you want to turn off the fire, then you cannot put ghee or oil in it. know, it should stop. So similarly, the indriyas, the senses are already like fire. And if you go on increasing their capacity, and then they will destroy not only you, they will destroy with you everybody. So therefore, Hiranyakashipu is that kind of person who do not care for any spiritual advancement. He do not care for the laws of God, Dhammam Sakta Bhulva Pranita, and he do not care for any authority. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, these four kinds of people, they do not come to him. Namam Dhrishkultyama Muda, Sabdhyam Te Nararuma, Maya Kuntushyana Asuram, Asuram Bhava Masrita. Those who have this demonic mentality, they don't surrender. In fact, these kinds of people, they become the averse, they become enemies of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. And they want to destroy even Vishnu or Krishna. And they lose all their intelligence because who can kill Krishna? Nobody can kill Krishna. So Krishna can kill everybody. So, but they lose this intelligence and therefore they go on increasing. So sadhus means they are very simple. They just stay in facility whatever provided by God. And their purpose of life is to become, you know, close to Krishna and attain the natural position of serving Krishna in the spiritual world. But as to that, people who want to make this world as a better world, and they are trying to, they have to, they cannot do that unless they derive the authority of God. So therefore, this tussle or this war or the difference of opinion is since the beginning of creation. So in Satya Yuga, there are only two, three demons are there, you know, but it goes on increasing. And as Prabhupada is mentioning at the end of this purport, this Kali Yuga, practically everybody is like Hiranyakashipu and Ravana and Kamsa. Because they don't accept the authority. They like their spiritual life is limited to worshipping demigods for some material benefit. Like Hiranyakashipu is worshipping Brahma and he is pleasing him by doing such a great austerity, even the devotees will not be able to perform, standing for 80,000 years on one toe. And you know, just on light air, there is no flesh remaining in body. And all the body is eaten by ants, and you know, there is just life air, and all the just the bones are there. So, in this kind of austerity, somebody is doing, but see, no devotee has done this kind of austerity. But still, you can see the purpose behind austerity is to become the Lord or become the controller. Therefore, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, you cannot understand me by this thing. Naho vedir na tapasa. You know, na dhanine chetaya. So you cannot understand God by learning Veda. You can see the example of Brahmana. He was, you know, he was son of a Brahmana. What to speak of him? He was son of a Brahmana. Here we talk about who is Brahmana and what is the Brahmanical culture and all these things. But Brahmana was the son of a Brahmana. And he knew everything, but still he got illusion. Maya purusha jnana. His knowledge was stolen by Maya. And therefore he stole Sita, Rama's wife, and all the Ramayana happened. And ultimately he was killed by Rama. So they are not satisfied with whatever they have, but they want to you know, snatch the opulence of the Lord himself and to show the world that I am the Lord. Not Lord is Lord. I am the Lord. And therefore, everybody should bow down to me. Practically, everybody who comes to this material world, especially we can see in Kali Yuga, but everybody has this aspiration. I want to become the Lord. And I want to make the whole world my servant. And I want to be glorified. I am the only person in this world should be glorified. Nobody should be glorified. Not even God is glorified. Like you should everybody should glorify me. So that's the position of everybody in this world. Why people learn so many things? Because why they want to get to the number one in whatever it is, sports or studies or anything, politics. Why they want to be number one? Because they want to be glorified. And for that glorification, they can do anything. especially in Kali Yuga, they can even don't care for their life also, which is such a precious human life is given, just to get some number, and which will not be there forever. So this mentality, where it is coming from, this competition. This competition is not with other living entities. This competition is with the Lord, who is always at number one. Nobody can say it is number one. So therefore, one who you understood philosophically, he is not going to compete in any way with the Lord, because he knows his material nature is so strong. No matter how much, you know, even if you become number one in this world, even if people glorify you, but that's not going to last. So therefore, intelligent person, that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ajanta Vanta Kanteya, Na Sishu Ramate Buddha. You know, the intelligent people do not take in part, which is Adya and Mant, Adya Anta. That means which has the beginning and which has the end. The intelligent people, they do not take part in this. They do not take part in the which has the beginning and which has the end. And everything in this world, as Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, you know, Yamhi Samsparsija Bhoga Dukha Yodiya Devate. Whatever you do in this world, you know, that what does that mean? Anything you do, it may give you some happiness in the beginning, but lasting suffering you have to accept because of that. It may just for the flickering happiness, which also doesn't stay with you for all the time. And that will be miserable for most of the time. And we do not have to go for so long. Just take up our body. Our body is okay, you know, not even today. It's good till like 25, 30. And then as you go on, all the suffering starts coming. And the same thing which has given you happiness, the same thing will give you lasting miseries. So intelligent man, by knowledge, he understands and he controls his senses. But demons cannot do that. Demons, they understand, but they want to they want to increase their power of body so that they can go on enjoying. And you can see that is happening in Kali Yuga. You can see people have come up with so many things. It's the mentality of Hiranyakashipu. Now, what is the mentality of Hiranyakashipu? Whatever nature is doing to me, I will overcome the nature and I will show that I am more powerful than the nature. And eventually, I can even be able to change God. Now, that's the mentality of Hiranyakashipu. So, today's world is also in the same mentality. You can see so many things. I can give an example. How people are, nature is giving you indications that you have to surrender to God, you have to surrender to Krishna. You can see that it is said in the scriptures that the first sign of your nature is telling you, you become serious. What is that sign? Your hairs are becoming white. That's the first sign you get. But what Hiranyakashipu mentality does, you go and buy hair dye and make it black. So you are trying to cheat yourself. Not actually, Hiranyakashipu was trying to cheat God, but he was cheating himself. Whoever tries to cheat God, he first cheats himself. So that's the first thing you see, your hairs are getting white. So immediately you start applying, you know, hair dye. Then next is your ears. You start losing your hearing capacity. Then what we do, you can go and buy in the market. Now it is like common thing, hearing aids. You know, then you start losing your eyesight. What we do eye surgery on without several glasses. Then you lose your teeth. And what you do, you can buy all 32 fresh new, better than what your old one. And then you start losing your bodily strength. Then there are so many things in the market that they give you, that they say that your body will be strong. You know, you can have unlimited sex till the point you die. So many medicines are coming. Why is that? That is Hiranyakashipu mentality. That is denying the nature. That is denying the authority of material nature. And trying to search something which will temporarily overcome the nature, but ultimately that nature is going to control you and God is going to take. So just like saying, Hiranyakashipu got so many benedictions from Brahma, but ultimately Krishna kept all those benedictions and killed it. So similarly, you can say scientists are, you know, today's modern world, they're trying to bring so many things, gadgets and so many things that can give you temporary happiness. But in that temporary happiness, we forget our eternal happiness. We forget our knowledge. We get into that aspect of enjoying in this world here and there. And we get so much into that, we forget what is the purpose of life. And our whole business, our whole life comes just temporary, temporary, temporary. And that's the mentality of Hiranyakashipu. And this kind of people, they don't want to do even little tapasya. Actually, it is not in tapasya, it's a
Hare Krishna
natural.
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna
Yeah.
Prabhuji. Your voice is sometimes good, sometimes it's very low. Actually, we can't understand anything. I did not want to interrupt you. I thought only me, that's why I did not interrupt. See,
Thank
Prabhuji,
you.
your son is there, right? Hare Krishna Prabhuji, his voice is just it's not static, it's just going up and down.
Is it
Sometimes
because
his
of
voice is
internet?
good. He's speaking
Yeah.
loud, but it's because of the microphone.
It's we're
Yeah,
using it.
can you closer to microphone, Prabhuji? Then it will be good, I think, Prabhu.
I'll change the microphone.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
using the webcam microphone.
Keep that.
Yeah. That will be good, I think, Prabhuji.
I do not avoid to use this because I cannot keep any books in front of me and read them.
Anyway.
Is it okay now?
Yeah,
No,
it's clear
yes,
now,
Prabhuji.
Prabhuji. Now it will be okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing it. Something. Yeah, it changed. Is it okay?
Yes, Prabhuji. Now perfect. Please continue.
Okay, sorry for that. Okay. So, what I was talking about, today's world and how everybody is same mentality as Hiranyakashipu to cheat. So therefore, all the demigods and now in Kali Yuga we are all little demons. It will not affect as much. But Hiranyakashipu, whatever his action is, that is going to affect the whole Brahmanda. So therefore, all the demigods are worried. And they are all praying, they are praising Brahma. He said, "You are the, on behalf of Lord, you are the protector of Brahminical culture, and you are the protector of cows. And these two are the signs of religiosity or the signs of Dharma. And therefore, even Krishna is called, Go Brahmana Hitayacha. He is the well-wisher, Hitayacha. He always thinks good for cows and Brahmanas. Because the Vedic culture, now Vedic culture means, Veda means knowledge, the culture based on knowledge. So what is that knowledge? Knowledge is, I am not this body. And the whole culture based on this knowledge that I am not this body, I am servant of Krishna. So that's the Vedic culture. And what is Avedic? Is those who act on the bodily platform, that is avaidic. So therefore, those are the demons and asuras. So these people, they are so much onto their bodily concept of life, and they have no inclination to do tapasya in the sense to become self-realized. They can do even little tapasya than what they do, like Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, all people, they did so much tapasya. But if they do just little bit of that, and they can become Krishna conscious. But they want to enjoy their senses. In this world, there are so many people are doing so many things, So therefore, the Brahmana, here the demigods are praying to Lord Brahma, and they are saying that, Lord Brahma, your position within this universe is certainly most auspicious for everyone. For what? Why Brahma's position is auspicious? It is especially the cows and Brahmanas. Brahmanas and cows, because their protection is for the protection of religious principle. So cow, as cow is a symbol of Dharma, bull is a symbol of Dharma, and the Brahmanas, not by birth,
immediately when you say Brahmana, especially in India, it is a curse because they don't know what is Brahmana, who is Brahmana. So when we go to Bhagavad Gita, we can see Krishna who established this Chaturvarna. Chaturvarna Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasha. So the Chaturvarna is established on Guna and Karma, your activities and your qualities of work. So what is that? Shama, Dama, Tapas, Saucha, Shantim, Arjamam, Evacha, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikyam, Brahma, Karma, Svabhavajam. So Brahma, Karma, these are the qualities of Brahmana. And unless these qualities are there in Brahmana, he cannot guide the society. Why Brahmana is considered to be the best among all the society? Because just like the body, head is considered the best. And head is considered to be the most important part. Even though heart is the most important part, but lot of things are given to protect the head. You know, therefore we can see when you drive bikes and everything, why there are, you know, they have to use helmet and everything. Because head is considered to be more important. Even if your heart is leaving and head is gone, your heart is also gone. So of course they are all together, you know. The heart is gone, the head cannot stay. Head is gone, heart cannot stay. But still, if you have a heart and no head, then the body cannot function. So therefore, the head is important. Because why the head is important? Because the brain. And why the brain is important? Because there is a this brain is the seat of knowledge. So therefore, if you do not have a proper knowledge, then whatever we do in this world is going to take you to the hell, as Prabhupada is explaining in this purport. Because there is no Brahmanical culture, and because if the Brahmanical culture is not there, or if the cooperation is not there, then the society is going to go to the hell. So what is the reason? The reason is, Brahmana is supposed to have a knowledge. And therefore, how he gets the knowledge, and what knowledge is there? So therefore, these nine qualities Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. So what is the first quality? He is very peaceful. Nashama. His Brahmana is very peaceful. He is not disturbed by any circumstances around him. Because if you are disturbed, you cannot take proper decisions. You have to be peaceful to take proper decisions. And therefore, Shama is very important. You have to be always peaceful in no matter. In very provoking situation, that's what Prabhupada writes about a devotee. One who is always peaceful and equal in all, even in provoking condition, he is a Vaishnava. And therefore, he can take proper decisions in life. So therefore, he is peaceful. And how peacefulness can be there? You have to be self-control. You have to control your senses. All the senses are... they should act under you. And normally, people act according to their senses. They see whatever their eyes are saying. They're controlled by their eyes. They're controlled by their ears. They're controlled by their smell. They're controlled by their touch. So these are things which are external. And people are acting. Therefore, they have not controlled their senses. They're acting under the control of senses. So Brahmana is opposite. Brahmana directs eyes what to see. Brahmana directs ears what to hear. Brahmana directs his nose what to smell. Brahmana directs his tongue what to eat. Brahmana directs his body what to touch. So these things, if the body is not trained in higher principle, unless they have a test in higher principle, then they cannot tolerate the lower things. So that is why Brahmana is self-controlled. And he is controlling his senses because of his austerities. Brahmana means austerities. What is austerity? Simple thing, getting up early in the morning, performing religious activities for devotee, chanting Hare Krishna, reading Bhagavatam, like whatever Srila Prabhupada has said, the program, attending Mangalarti if possible, then chanting. The most important is chanting in the morning. So this is a tapasya in Kali Yuga. Especially, this is not at all tapasya in Satya Yuga. Satya Yuga, everybody chants. So, therefore, they have a higher religious principle. So, in Kali Yuga, sometimes people think that why only Harinam is there? In Satya Yuga, there is a meditation. They can directly, because their heart is so pure, they can directly meditate on the Lord and come close to Lord. But we are not in that position. We cannot think of the Lord. So Hare Krishna mantra brings us to the level of thinking of the God, which Satya Yuga people already have it. So therefore, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is very low in Satya Yuga, is high in Kali Yuga. In Satya Yuga, it is a, you don't have to tell people that you have to chant. It is by default they do it. And so therefore, in Kali Yuga, you have to convince people to chant. And even after convincing, people don't chant. You know, even people who knows the importance of chanting don't chant. So this is how much our mentality is degraded. How much demoniac we have become, how much sense gratification, the temporary gratification we want. So Brahmana has austerity. So what is the austerity? Is to listen to God is austerity. Very difficult to listen to God. I know our mind is always telling something. So listen to Bhagavad Gita, listen to Bhagavatam is austerity and follow it. You know, surrendering everything is very difficult. And the Bhagavad Gita teaches us to do that. So that's very difficult. Going against our desire is austerity in Kali Yuga. Against our desire. Our desire in Kali Yuga is natural. We all want to enjoy our senses. And austerity means controlling the senses. And people around are not doing it. So we also feel it is common that if I don't do it. So that is an austerity. We have to do what general people are not doing. Understanding the purpose of life and knowledge about life and knowledge about this material nature, how we cannot control the material nature. Demons try to do that. That's why we have this example of Hiranyakashipu. They are trying to control the material nature, but they cannot control. So better you surrender to the nature and become humble. So that requires an austerity. Not to be provoked by material nature, not to be provoked by sense gratification, and that's require austerity. And that austerity will bring us to the next level, purity. Purity in the heart and also in our habits. So purity is, let's see, purity of consciousness is most important. If our consciousness is pure, then everything automatically becomes pure. So, Shamo Dhamma Tapas Saucha, purity and that also I think called cleanliness. So, Saucha is also cleanliness. So, purity comes by chanting Hare Krishna, internal purity, and external purity is by taking bath. So, Brahmana is supposed to take at least 3 baths in a day. Because this body gets so dirty. And therefore, and also the body becomes lethargic. So by taking bath, your body becomes fresh and whatever you do, it keeps you fresh. So by purity of the body, by taking bath and purity of the consciousness by chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that is how we keep the purity. And then you tolerate. So there are so many provocations, so many allurements are there. Because you have got a higher test, you can tolerate. And we can tolerate, like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that this world is full of miseries. So the Brahmana never complains about miseries. You know, he knows how to overcome the miseries. As it is said that you cannot control the circumstances, but you cannot change the circumstances, but you can change your consciousness. Material nature is not going to change. Material nature is to teach us we are not the controller, and material nature is going to make us miserable. So, a devotee, he tolerates the miseries and, he is fixed in his sadhana, no matter what happens. You know, he is fixed in his sadhana. He is fixed in his, spiritual life. No matter what changes happen in his life, because body is temporary, so whatever happening with body is also temporary. And we are soul, is eternal. So spiritual life or spiritual practice is eternal because it is meant for the soul. So no matter what is happening in our life, Brahmana do not change. You know, he is tolerant. He practices his spiritual commitments, whatever he has, no matter what kind of life he's getting around him. And the next is honesty. Brahmana is honest. And what does honesty means? It is not that what people think in this world is honesty. Honesty of a Brahmana is he lives according to the scriptures. He lives to please Krishna. This honesty is not like a morality. People are moral in this world, and this morality changes according to such situation, according to country, according to time, place and circumstances. But honesty doesn't change. Honest means he's honest to God and he is following the laws of God. It may look that he is immoral sometimes. Yudhishthira is speaking lie and Karna is cheating and killing, Arjuna is killing Karna by cheating, killing Bhishma by cheating. But that is, it may look like immoral, but that's honest to Krishna, honest to Dharma. So we should not mix with Brahmana's honesty and morality. So that's the honesty is there. Of course, he's moral. Honest morality it comes under honesty, but it is not separate. Honesty is he is very honest to the Lord. And why is that? Because he has a knowledge. What is the knowledge? As Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, kshetra kshetrajna jnana. What is knowledge? Knowledge means to know the difference between spirit and matter. That's knowledge. And unless you know the knowledge about spirit, you cannot understand how matter works. And only material knowledge, which is given in today's schools and colleges, that's why people are becoming, the young boys are becoming agnostic, atheist, and they have some belief but have no faith. So why is that? Because they are not taking seriously the knowledge of the scriptures. And they are just interested in knowledge in the books or whatever happened in nowadays. You can see all these knowledge through videos or Google search and all these things. People think that's the knowledge, but that's not the knowledge. So real knowledge is knowledge of the spirit. And that, unless you know that, that will not teach you, the material knowledge will not be a complete. So material, half knowledge is dangerous. So material knowledge is just a half knowledge. And therefore you see big, big demons. Even after PhD, what did they do? They do the work which will destroy the populace. They destroy the generations, That's why people are doing with all their big, big degrees and big, big knowledge. What they're trying to do? They're trying to destroy their life and also destroy others' life also. So unless the knowledge, material knowledge is accompanied with spiritual knowledge, that makes the knowledge complete. And Brahmana has both the knowledge. Previously also the Brahmanas were knowing so many other things that than their spirit soul. They had a Jyotisha, they had a medicine, and they had so many other branches, Vastu Shastra. They're all Brahmanas, but they had all the, they know architect, they know medicine, they know engineering, but they were complete knowledge because they had the knowledge of spirit soul also. So therefore, their knowledge was used for serving the humanity in spiritual way, not the exploiting way. So that's the Brahmana, that's the knowledge. And wisdom means a practical application of that knowledge. So unless jnanam vijnanam, only the knowledge is there. If you do not apply, that knowledge is useless. That knowledge is not useless. Knowledge is useless. So Brahmana is the one who has the knowledge and he applies that knowledge. And he is very religiousness. He has complete faith in the Lord. He has complete faith in the Lord. And therefore, one who has these nine qualities is called as a Brahmana. So then we go and then another, in one more, Prahlad, Bhishma, sorry, not Bhishma, Rishabhdev. In Rishabhdev, in Canto 5, in Chapter 5, the Lord, teachings of Rishabhdev, we can see he is explaining the qualities of Brahmana. I'm not going to read the sloka because it is very big and the translation is also big. So we will just go. He's talking about Brahmanical culture here. The Vedas are my eternal transcendental sound incarnation. Therefore, the Vedas are Shabda Brahman. In this word, the Brahmanas thoroughly study all the Vedas. See, this is what duty of a Brahmana. Now we saw the quality of a Brahmana. Now the duty of a Brahmana, they have to study the Vedas and they should know the conclusion of Vedas. And because they assimilate the Vedic conclusion, they are also to be considered the Vedas personified. So there is no difference between Brahmana and Vedas. As we know, there is a book Bhagavat and there is a person Bhagavat. So person Bhagavat will teach us how to practice Bhagavatam in own life. And that's therefore Brahmana is Veda personified. The Brahmanas are situated in the supreme transcendental mode of nature, Sattva Guna. So Brahmana has to be in Sattva Guna. Therefore, the food he eats, the habits he has to be all at least in Sattva Guna. Because the nature of Sattva Guna is you get further enlightenment. So in the mode of passion and ignorance, you are not attracted to spiritual life. You are not attracted to good habits. You are not attracted to good thinking or good consciousness. So Brahmana has to be always in the mode of goodness. And it's a matter of practice. So if he becomes in the mode of goodness, then he becomes, he's not lethargic. He knows what is the commitment of life and he practices that. So therefore, he is always situated in Sattva Guna. His food is Sattva Guna. His habits are Sattva Guna. His movements are Sattva Guna. Everything is very pious. And because of this, they are fixed in mind control, Shama. So these are again qualities explained by Vrishabhdev, which are mostly similar to Bhagavad Gita. But there are some more also. So mind control. Why they can control the mind? Because they are following the scripture. See, mind has to listen to somebody, either to God or to yourself. So if the person who is not in knowledge, the mind, you know, he listens to his senses. And senses drag him to all these miseries in this world. So intelligent person understands, I don't have to listen to my senses. I have listened 8,400,000 species of life. I have listened to my mind and that's why I'm suffering. Now this one human life, I can do little austerity and get knowledge from the scriptures and I will listen to the Lord. And there only mind, you know, can be controlled if some superior authority than mind, which is Krishna. That we take knowledge from him and we take you know, instruction from him. Then only we can control the mind. Then the mind control, sama, sense control. You know, if you control the mind, automatically you start controlling the senses. And truthfulness, satya. What is truth? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, mamai vaishyasi satyam te. So whatever Krishna is speaking, that is truth. So he speaks truth. That means always related to scripture, and therefore is called Satyavadi. Brahmana is also called Satyavadi. So therefore he always speaks the truth because he is speaking from the scriptures which he has realized or experienced. They describe the Vedas in their original sense, and out of mercy, anugraha, they preach the purpose of the Vedas to all conditioned souls. So this is another quality of Brahmana which is not there in Bhagavad Gita. Here he said Brahmana means his duty is to preach, because Brahmanas, they are the guide of the society, and unless they preach, you know, their knowledge is useless. So therefore Brahmanas, because they have realized, they are supposed to preach. They practice penance, tapasya, and tolerance. So as we have discussed these two things, they practice tapasya, that is, and tolerance, and they realize the position of the living entity and the supreme Lord. So they have anubhava, that is experience or sakshatkar. So they have realized the position of the Lord and they have realized their position as the servant of the Lord. And they have experienced that. And that experience they can relate to all the people of the world to help them. These are the eight qualifications of Brahmanas. Therefore, among all living entities, no one is superior to Brahmanas. So this Vrishabhdev also is telling the same thing, that Brahmanas are considered to be the superior. And then we come to the cows. Now cows are essential for Brahmanical culture, because cow symbolizes dharma, and See, even Krishna loves cows, go Brahmana Hitaycha, because they give you the food which is, all healthy, and everything coming from cow is pure. And therefore, you see, even Krishna, how the cow is the only animal, or living entity, even his stool and urine and blood, is all used for human being or anybody. It's so pure. So because all the devatas are sitting in cow's body, now people say, where are these 33 crores of devatas? You cannot see them, but you can see the effect. Whatever comes out of cow's body is all pure. Even urine, even a stool, and the blood transferred into milk. All these three things are essential for humanity. And therefore, that Krishna, he names himself as Gopal. And he becomes as Gopal. He likes to be with the cows. And he names the hill Govardhan. It's cow. And he names his planet as Goloka, where the cows are prominent. Krishna don't think he is prominent. He gives such importance to the cows. So, therefore, in Abhishek, we use Panchagavya, that is milk, yogurt, ghee, cow dung, and urine. And the Lord is bathed, in that. So, it is not just a ritual. Even you see, even the scriptures in the Bhagavatam also explains that when Yashoda, when she heard that Putana has, killed by Krishna, and she is thinking, this is because I, my son, because I worship Vishnu, because I worship Narayan, therefore my son, even though he is a small boy. And he thought, because my boy has touched inauspicious, a demon, because she don't know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For her, Krishna is her son, and that's motherly love. And what she does, you see, that's a beautiful sloka. I say, Yashoda Rohini Bhyam Tam Samam Chalasam Sarvataha Raksha Vidudhire Samya Gopuchya Brahmanadibhi. So, what does they do? See, Gopuchya Brahmanadibhi. Gopuchya, the tail of the switch, of the bottom part of the cow. They touch it to the body of cow, the body of Krishna. That is considered auspicious, and that is considered that derives the all the inauspiciousness. And therefore, you can see that sa gopuchya sa brahmanadibhi. What did Yashoda and Rohini did to Krishna? They immediately got them from Putana's body, and he came crawling and immediately picked them up. They brought them to Goshala, and they started cleaning, they started touching it with a cow switch, that tail of a cow, to make his body purify. And what did they do? Gomutrena stapavitva. They cleaned thoroughly with cow dung. They cleaned Krishna cleanly with the cow dung, and washed it with the cow urine. Can you imagine? If you tell that to a modern boy or girl, this is how you take a bath, what they will think. Now here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he is taking bath. He is not using any modern soap, or he is not using any liquid soap. What is he using as a soap? Is cow dung. And what is he using to take a bath? He is using cow urine. And that is how Krishna takes bath. That is how Krishna is so important. And even it is Ayurvedically or medically proven, these are good things for your bath. And then Krishna applies the dust coming from the hoofs of cows when they walk on their body to clean the body. So these are the three things Yashoda and Rohini are using to clean the Krishna's body. So much importance is given to the cows. So previously, the richness was counted at how many cows you have. Like Nanda Maharaj had 900,000 cows. Just imagine. And anything you give to Brahmana, what they will give, Salankruta, means decorated with gold and silver and all the ornaments, they will give a cow to a Brahmana, because that was considered to be the highest gift, to give cow to somebody. So that's a Brahmana. They know the importance of cow, and because they know the importance of cow culture, so therefore Brahmanas are given. And also the Brahmanas are protected, you know, Krushi, Goraksha, Vanijya. See, the Krushi, Goraksha and Vanijya, these are the qualities of Vaishya. So Vaishyas, the business people or mercantile people, they are supposed to take care of cows, Goraksha, and Krushi, agriculture. Now, agriculture is completely depending on cows, because previously, before even the modern science came, the only fertilizer was cow urine and cow dung. That's the only fertilizer they had. There was nothing else. So Goraksha and Krishi, they are go together, and Vanijya. So whatever you grow, you sell. There is nothing else. So, and whatever you get from the earth, like gold and all these things. So all these three things are done by Vaishya, or mercantile, or business people. So you can see, again, the cow is important there. Cow, earth. So therefore, cow and earth both are considered as a mother. Cow is also considered one of our mother, because we drink mother's milk when we are small, probably 1, 2, 3, 4 years, whatever that is. But rest of the life, you drink cow's milk. So therefore, cow is also considered as mother. So therefore, these Brahmana and cow are very, very important part of the society. Not only important, the topmost part of the society. And demons know, if you attack these two things, then the culture is lost. And then they can rule the culture. They can control the culture. We can see that in historical aspect of our modern world, how that Hiranyakashipu mentality was done in practically in India before the invaders came, like Muhammad Ghori or Aurangzeb or Afzal Khan or Britishers came. What was the culture? Even when they came, this was the culture. And therefore, you can see what the Muslims did. They attacked the temples. Alauddin Khilji, he burned the whole. It is said that Nalanda University, the scriptures, many times people ask, where is the Vyasdeva original script? Where is this script? Where is that script? This is all burned by this Alauddin Khilji in Nalanda University. It was burning for 1 month. Just imagine how many Vedas and all the knowledge is burnt. Why? Because they want to control the society. They don't want, if people take education, they will not become their subservient. They will not listen to them because they have higher, superior knowledge. So therefore, they destroy. And that's what Britishers did. What they did, first thing they did is destroy our Gurukuls. There were 800,000 Gurukuls in India before Britishers came. And what was knowledge was given? The knowledge of Vedic scripture was given. Gita, Bhagavat, Ramayana, Mahabharata. All these Vedic scripture were taught in the Gurukuls. You know, along with, astrology, along with all other subjects. You know, astrology, engineering, or medicine. Along with all other subjects, this main thing was given. So, Britishers came to know that if they understood this is the backbone of India, and therefore they destroyed. There was not a single slaughterhouse in all India, but Britishers bought the cows. They started killing the cows, and therefore they destroyed these two things. And we can see what therefore Krishna says in one of the verses: if these two things are lost, hellish life will come. So we can see people in Kali Yuga are living the hellish life. You know, they think misery is to be happiness, and why is that? Because they have lost the intelligence. They have no. They don't even know what is real happiness. Because they have no respect for the Brahmanas, they have no respect for the cows. So therefore, all the demigods are praying to Brahma, if you allow this Hiranyakashipu to become powerful, he will become so demoniac that he will destroy all the cows and Brahmana, which is the basic of knowledge and health. in this material world. So I would like to stop here. I spoke for almost an hour. So I'll leave 5 minutes for question answers if anybody has any questions. I hope you could hear properly. I'm sorry. I'm not a techie.
Hare Krishna, yes, Prabhuji, it was very much audible.
Now I cannot hear you properly. Probably you're far away.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, thank you so much for wonderful class, Prabhu. Yeah, we had a little issue, but later it was good, Prabhuji.
Okay.
It's a wonderful class. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
If anybody have any questions or realizations, please go ahead. Right.
Is Shyam Gauri Mataji is on this meeting? I don't think so. She is in India.
Yeah, she is in India, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is there, Prabhuji. Yeah.
Oh, she's there. I know she's not going to miss. I can see Dandavat Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bo, Hare Bo. I know you're not going to miss. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Yes. Any questions?
Yeah, Anita Mataji, please go ahead with your question, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanur Pranams. Am I audible?
Yes, Mataji.
Yes. Yeah, yes. That's fine.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Prabhuji, for very nice nectarian class. You very beautifully explained about the Brahmanas, the importance of the Brahmanas, their qualities, which was explained in Bhagavad Gita. And lastly, you were saying that the British, they burnt all our Vedas. Can you give more information on that?
Excuse me, what is that?
Can you give more information on that, Prabhuji?
Yes. What happened when Alauddin Khilji, he attacked India. See, Nalanda University has many spiritual books of all, even Jainism, Buddhism and Hinduism, many. And he burnt all the scriptures. So therefore, we do not have any original. Original Ramayana, original Mahabharata written by Vyasa, Valmiki, or coming down in disciplic succession written by hand. It is said that the library of Nalanda was burning for one whole month. It was such a big university and such a knowledge. All world is to come to get the spiritual knowledge to India. And that is what destroyed. When Britishers came, the knowledge came in disciplic succession. Even though the books were lost, the people who has knowledge, memorized all these locals, they were not lost. So they arranged one English author, his name is Max Muller, to write on the Vedas. And what did he do? He wrote the Vedas in a completely different way. He started telling them it's a mythology. And we learned it as a history. So when you say mythology, you don't believe in whatever is there because it is all fiction. So in this way, Britishers, they destroyed all our Vedic knowledge and they started giving this material knowledge, showing their advancement. They got the railways, they got the telephone, they got they made the roads and they got airplanes. All these things, material things, they started showing to us. And we thought, even Indians, they started thinking this is an advancement. And they forgot that spiritual life, going back home, back to Godhead, is advancement. And we got attracted to these Britishers and Indians have forgotten their own knowledge. That is what I meant to say. Okay? Max Muller wrote all the Vedas and we forgot all our Vedas written by our Acharyas.
Yes, Prabhuji. So the Vedas which we are having, we are reading present has been come from the disciplic succession by all the Acharyas.
Yes, so, that's why we can, that's the beauty of Prabhupada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhuji. But means the Ramayana and the Mahabharata also, we say that we are Vedavyas has written, but now which we are reading is come from the Acharyas. That's what you meant to say, right?
Yes, that is true.
But following Vedavyas commentary.
Excuse me, following?
Following Vedavyasa's commentary, our Acharyas have written.
That's yes, it's coming from Vedavyasa. In our parampara, it is coming through Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya has again written Mahabharata and also all these scriptures. All these things are coming through Madhvacharya. His writings are available. You know, you can see them, and his disciples are continuing to have that. So this is how this disciplic succession has come. You know, and therefore, see the thing: the disciplic succession, it doesn't teach you anything blindly. You can read it, and you can see it in front of your eyes. You know, it is not just some things you can see, and by seeing those things, you can develop the faith which you cannot see. Understand? Like, if you understand, Bhagavad Gita gives you logical knowledge. And with that, that brings you to the level of faith. And with faith, you can understand spiritual knowledge, because spiritual knowledge is very subtle. You know, it doesn't work the way we think the matter works. You know, spiritual knowledge is very subtle. It has very subtle implications. And that you can understand only with faith. And Bhagavad Gita can bring you to that level of faith. And then you can understand Mahabharata, Ramayana, or even the Vedas and Bhagavatam. So many things, you know, which are explained in the, like, Kailas mountain, or, you know, 80,000 miles, big tree under which Shiva is staying. That's impossible to even, you know, imagination for materialistic people. But if you understand the potency of spirit, and understand the power of Krishna, you know, and his devotees, then we can understand these things with faith. Okay?
Yes, yes, Prabhuji, understood. My one more follow-up question. Do you have time, Prabhuji? Can I ask one more question, Prabhuji?
Yeah, sure, sure. If nobody has any other questions, I can.
Okay. So meanwhile, other devotees, if they have questions, they can raise their hands. So I'll just go ahead with my question. So Prabhuji, just now you were saying that one who is having faith, they will take up to this devotional process. And also you said that the British who wrote all the Vedas, they thought these are the fiction. But even nowadays, we see this Kali Yuga people, when we go and tell them that all this Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, everything is real, they don't take it up, Prabhuji. So we say that the soul is having that tendency, means the Krishna conscious tendency is there inbuilt in the soul.
Yes.
But it's only the time that they are not getting it to revive it. So in that case, then how can they revive it, Prabhuji? So is it that they should have that Sukriti or something like that?
Yes. So that's See, if you read Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has said that Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kaschid Yate Siddhaye. Krishna has given you calculation of your effect of your preaching. If you tell 1,000 people, one may hear. Okay? That we have to understand. It is not that everybody is going to say yes to you. Most of the people you will meet, they will say no to you. Understand? But that's the nature of a Vaishnava. That's the compassion of a Vaishnava. Even if somebody is saying no, he's trying to make them, you know, give them prasad, or give them some book, or, you know, give them their association and kind loving exchanges, so that they can appreciate what they are listening. So these are the many things Prabhupada showed in his life. And we can see in today's Prabhupada followers' life, how to different people are preaching in different ways, in different circumstances. So it depends upon to whom you are preaching, to whom you are talking. But also, you know, this is the month of book distribution. We can see people, we're distributing millions of books all over the world. Till now, we have distributed in 50 years of ISKCON, we have distributed millions of books, and we can see millions of people have taken up chanting, you know. So effect is there. And people practiced it, and they are experiencing, and people have given their life to this moment. So this method works. But there are some people, probably the people who have come to ISKCON are probably even 2% of the whole efforts that is put by ISKCON by distributing books and distributing prasadam and preachings and programs. Correct? But we just give the facility as a representative of Krishna, as a representative of our spiritual master. And, you know, whoever is there, you know, they will take it. And we do not know who is mature and who is not mature. And who is Jagai Magai and who is a, you know, half-finished yogi from last life. We don't know. We just go to everybody, whether it is Jagai Magai or somebody's bhakti is left from last life and continuing this life. You know, we don't know anybody. But Krishna knows, and he takes you properly to different kinds of people. So we just act as a servant of Krishna and we distribute books to everybody. We do not discriminate. And then they will pick up from wherever they are. You know, if they are Jagai Magai, that's okay. Everybody is Jagai Magai in Kali Yuga. And if they are like a fallen yogi from last life, that is okay. They will continue their life. So our duty is to find the ways to preach. You know, and it is the first thing about devotee is they don't get disappointed if nobody is listening. Now, we have so much of experience. Whole day we distributed whole books standing in the sun, but nobody bought it. But in the evening, you know, some bus will come and they'll take all the books. So that is there. So that we cannot. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you.
But no, karmanneva adhikaraste. It is our duty to distribute books and Krishna will make arrangement whoever he wants to give it to. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for wonderful answer, Prabhu. Thank you for your question, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Hare
does Hare. Anybody wants to ask any questions or would like to share anything?
Any comments? Anything I missed? Anything
yeah.
I did?
Yeah. Sushilpa Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, thank you for giving the opportunity. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanwat Pranam. Very beautiful class and very knowledgeable and so detailed class. So many misconceptions on Brahmanas when given that tag of Brahmana through birth versus Brahmana behavior. And then cows, also importance of cows and how the cows have to be today. I like the detailed explanation of Brahmanas and cows because thank you, Prabhuji, because Krishna protects Brahmanas and cows.
Yes.
And we have to serve the Brahmanas and cows which Krishna protects. So, Prabhuji, please pardon my ignorance to my level of consciousness. I'm just trying to understand. With your explanation you gave, how should a Brahmana be? Or who is called a Brahmana? Or what are the different... he follows these, he follows that, and he uses these senses for them and so forth. So... So anybody in this Kali Yuga now, in this stage of my generation or future generation, one first question is, if anybody follows, should everybody follow those steps and procedures that you just explained to be called as a Brahmana? Because Brahmana itself is the highest perfection of life, right?
Yeah. So
in
I understood you.
You know, with work and everything. I know Shastra gives exceptions and Krishna sees the heart intention, but to that level of perfection, because Brahmanas are the first ones to...
Yes. See, actually, in Kali Yuga, we are going against the wave. Kali Yuga is Kalo Shudra Sambhava. So Kali Yuga is full, prominent by Shudra. So what does Shudra mean? Shudra means one who works for his body. You know, they do not have higher intelligence. They are interested in some kind of working and whatever they get, they just enjoy. You know, they do not have spiritual knowledge. They may be, you know, other knowledge is there, but they are not much interested in spiritual life. That's called Shudra. Shudra basically, and you know, so they are kind of a, you know, they have so many sense gratifying knowledge is there. That's basically Shudra in Kali Yuga. So yes, therefore Prabhupada says, you know, our movement is to make Brahmanas. So therefore, you see, Prabhupada, how he could do it when he went to America, you know, nobody knew who Krishna was, who cow was. Can you imagine people who were killing cows started worshipping cows? You know, what a transformation, you know. People who do not know anything about Vedas, they become, you know, so prolific, or they become so expert in Vedas. Now they are preaching all over the world. So Prabhupada, that's why revolutionized the whole Brahmanical culture, which is not possible in Kali Yuga, but still he made it because it was the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. it will be available. So we are fortunate to have that kind of a culture even in Kali Yuga. So it is our we should have that same kind of a mood of Prabhupada and give it to as many people as we can and to bring them to the Brahmanical level. So Prabhupada says even if you get like a few percentage of Brahmanical people, it will change the history of the whole world. And we can see the effect in last 50 years of ISKCON, how not only devotees are increased in millions, but you can see the side effects. Ayurveda is becoming famous, yoga is becoming famous, astrology is becoming famous, organic food is becoming famous, people are becoming vegetarians. You know, this is also the changing the nature, changing the consciousness of the world. They are not directly devotees, but that will, that following that will also bring them, you know, eventually to become the devotees. So that is the effect of Brahmana. You know, one Brahmana, you know, from Vrindavan, Vaishnava, Vaishnava is a Brahmana. He came to America and he changed the whole course of the world. So it is possible if we take it by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. So, and it's one step at a time, like making, spreading the word and preaching, and
yes,
ultimately there would be.
First, we should try to also practice how much, whatever you can.
Right.
Okay.
And one step at a time, not to the, right, Prabhuji, the way you explain the Brahmana should be like three times bath and so forth. So,
yes.
One step at a time. With time bath and then later on something like that. I know I took a bodily example, but okay, Prabhuji, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Hare. I don't know how long this class goes. I don't have any problem, but I have next class at 8, but you can, there's no problem.
yeah, Mataji. So we can end the call, Mataji. So no,
yes.
I think no. Yeah. Thank you so much for wonderful
thank
class.
Thank you. Yeah. You should thank Shyam Gauri Mataji.
Yeah.
She's my savior.
Yeah, you came after
this
long
engages
time
me. And... She engages me in seva.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Shyam Gauri Mataji. And thank you for thank you all for giving me this opportunity. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening class, and we look forward for your association again and again in the future, Prabhu. Please come oftenly, Prabhu. You came after a long time.
Yes, I know. I promised Shyam Gauri Mataji before I left US, but I could not keep my promise. You know, so many things come up in India, and I'm not a technological person, so unless somebody helps me, I cannot come and do these things. So I'm sorry.
No problem, Prabhuji. Whenever you can, please come, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Let us pay obeisances to Prabhuji.
Prabhuji ki jai. Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you for joining, closing the call. Hare Bol.